I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Finale. X on the beach. Finale.
I'm so disappointed we didn't get a song from you.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Broken promises.
You know what? It just is what it is. Because you know what? I have so many other things that I'm focused on that, you know, it just is what it is. Okay. And that's just what it is. Okay. But, yeah, Mel, one day.
Okay.
I love you. I'm not being tonight. Yes, everyone. Welcome back. It's your girl, Sensei. Don't play. I got my girl,
Melody Rose. It's ladies' night again, unintentionally. Shout out to everybody who bailed on us. They're busy.
I know. It's all good. You know, y'all do you. We're going to do us right here at Girls' Night. We're taking callers.
Yes.
Who's excited?
Call
I am.
In. We want to talk.
All 12 of you that are watching right now, please, y'all, call in. Let us know what you think. I just want opinions on opinions on opinions.
It can be negative, episode positive. Seemed really short, so I feel like we're going to have a lot of room to talk to y'all. So
definitely. So you guys call in, you know, later, now, whatever. It's 424-354-8302. But yeah, let's just, I mean, we should just go straight to the ending. I mean, there were some highs and lows before we got to the ceremony.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was really cute how Danny and Callum were really trying to figure out, like, what ring
my
finger
God.
Was.
Like, I didn't know guys didn't know
what,
that.
Me,
is it really that?
I mean, Melody, there's probably a lot of guys out there that really don't know because, I mean,
really?
I mean, they don't do that
he
on the
was
daily.
Like, it's just one of these fingers, but had no clue where to go
and, like,
with
what
it.
Knee to go on.
Wait, does it matter? I don't think that matters.
I mean, I don't know. But see, we don't even
I'm not
know,
worried about
so.
Your knee when I'm worried about how big
right.
that rock is about to be.
Okay.
Is it heavy enough?
Side note, totally never catch up on Amanda Bynes, but her man
she has
on
a man?
Her a $49 ring.
That's a joke.
Yeah. No, I mean, no, it's real. But anyways, this Callum, your ring
more.
Was so nice.
It was.
You really did that.
He did a really good job.
Right. Well, I mean, we'll get to all of that. So Nicole and Ashley left together. Mm. Cool.
Okay.
Never did I catch, actually, I didn't catch the last episode when it said that she is romantically involved with someone
else.
Yeah,
that was during the lie detector. I think you were late. That's why.
I think I was late.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty crazy. I'm like, oh, so she romantically wanted somebody else and it's not you, Nicole? Like, oh, yeah, she must feel some type of ways. But they left together with hearts complete and super happy because they're both wrongs, but they make a right.
Whatever.
You know, the sappy shit.
Yeah.
All right. Ryan and Magdalena. I know you fans love you some Magdalena.
We love talking about them. Oh, my God.
And they left with each other's hearts, you know? Yeah. They're just really happy to be together. Ryan never would have thought he was going to be with his ex, Magdalena. And, yeah, like, cool. Next. Tyler and Adore. This was my favorite moment ever. Adore was saying self-love. Adore choose themselves.
Yes.
Okay. And I love it because it's so true. You want to love yourself first before you can even give anybody else love.
Yeah.
And self-love is the most important thing you can even have. So the fact that he walked away with loving themselves,
mm-hmm.
like, that's everything.
Yeah.
That's a win right there.
Right.
I mean, it's...
You can't
you know,
make anyone else happy until you make yourself happy.
With, like, are you happy with yourself? Do you love yourself, Mel?
I do.
Me too.
Some
Me too.
Days,
it's come along. It's come a long
you
way,
get
you know?
There.
You
it
get there. You have ups and downs.
You really got to grow up.
But those ups and downs really, like, make you
yeah.
really
end oh, absolutely.
Up really loving yourself.
Yeah.
Because it is what it is. My voice. My voice. Allie and Niall... Now, this is like, okay, I knew this was going to fail.
Yeah.
I mean, we all saw the end. They were like, oh, they try to make it work. I knew it was going to work as soon as they left the house together.
Right.
But this is definitely an example of opposites do attract. Okay. I mean, total opposites. Allie uptight, Niall down loose. Okay.
Down loose.
And they really made a great match. I feel like Niall showed a lot of Allie that she needs to loosen up a little bit and not take life way too serious, not take these boys way too serious sometimes. Okay, sometimes you really got to take them serious, but, you know, not all the time. I love that Steph is over here checking out Callum's Instagram right now, pulling up some photos of
Callum. I don't know
Callum.
If they can start showing their relationship status online, though, because the season just aired in the UK.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you want to know something crazy?
What?
Because I saw them on Valentine's Day spending, you know, time together in Venice, Italy, which I was like,
yeah.
Y'all are not hiding anything.
Right. They don't really post direct pictures together, but it'll be like, oh, take my picture on this bridge.
Direct messages. Direct photos that are just directing us to the situation. I mean, see, we keep on going back to them.
I know. This is their season.
This is their season finale, okay? I'm here for it all the way. So Niall, you know, never caught feelings like he did for Allie.
He did surprise me when he said that they fell in love with each other. I didn't expect that to come out of Niall's mouth. Did you?
I mean, no.
I don't really believe him, but...
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like they were in love with the moment. They were in love.
Caught up, yeah.
They were caught up in the moment. Sometimes you love hard and then it crashes. And then love isn't there anymore. That does happen. You know, but I do want to start off, though, because I know, you know, last week I got very defensive. I just kind of wanted to lay it out there how I was really feeling in that situation and why I was like so like. Basically, I do feel like she should have told Amari. We're talking about Tierney, by the way, and, you know, how the whole, all the cast members were, like, ganging up on her, telling her that she needs to tell the truth, that she's lying. And my whole thing was, is I didn't like that all of them were ganging up on her. Like, her just being a woman in general, like, it's never fun or fair, like, to be ganging up on one person.
Right.
And it just, you know, it's just, like, it was hard for me to watch, and I think I was being super defensive about it. Mm-hmm. I do feel like Tierney should have told Amari herself, regardless of the whole house, anything like that.
Yeah.
That definitely should have been a conversation, the very first conversation they should have had. Look, I had relations with Sam. We fooled around.
Yeah.
And that's that, but you're here. Yeah. So that is definitely where she went wrong. I was just being defensive on the fact that she was getting ganged up on, and it just was not cool to see everyone attack her. Mm-hmm. And she should have her own time to say what she wants to say, regardless if she's going to say it or not.
Yeah, and she also has every right to just be like, you know what, this is my personal business, and whether we did or we didn't, I just don't want to tell you guys, as opposed to lying.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can, I would, either way you should be accepting, I get that, but I would be quicker to be like, okay, cool, if she was just like, I don't want to talk about it, period.
Yeah, yeah. So
maybe we did, maybe we didn't.
Yeah, so that was my whole thing on that.
But she did come clean this episode.
She did.
And it kind of didn't work out in her favor.
It didn't. I mean, we can get right into it.
Yeah.
You know, Tierney told Imari that she did hook up with Sam. I think that was the wrong time and place, though. Like, you gotta tell him right before you about to give him your heart? Like, you should have pulled him aside before the ceremony or something. Like, that wasn't the best place to, like, say it, because it's supposed to be, like, awesome times, like, okay, like, you should have told him the night before he went home to the hotel to have a moment.
Yeah.
And then he could recollect his thoughts, because in that moment, it's really understood why he got so upset.
Yeah, it is.
But now, I do like what Georgia said, basically being like, you know, if a man truly loves you, they're going to respect and understand the past and forgive and forget and move forward, because he said that she could do whatever she wanted when she was single.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the fact that he asked, oh my gosh,
we have a caller. I almost forgot about that.
Never. Hello, caller, what's your name, where are you from?
Yo, this is your boy Terrence.
Hey, Terrence,
how y'all ladies been doing?
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Chilling.
We are over here.
Have you called him before? Yeah. I feel like we spoke to you before.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like.
Hold up. I can barely hear what y'all saying. Y'all kind of breaking up.
Okay, can you hear us now?
Yeah, well, I can hear you now.
We were saying, did you call him before?
No, I got to say something. Melody, I saw how, you know, you and Lynn were kind of two team and my girl Sensei last week. You
know? We were.
I don't know if I appreciated that.
Oh.
You know, especially since I feel like she was speaking nothing but truth last week. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, this is my thing. Yeah, I was pretty hard on not letting them say their opinions. You know, I was pretty, you know, set on my thoughts. And they definitely were able to have their own opinion. I definitely was going super, super hard. But I appreciate your support on that. I think I should have been more explaining to us why I was being so, like, caught up in that moment and really trying to defend Tyranny, you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
But I still feel like you're speaking truth, though, so.
Well, I appreciate it. I definitely was speaking, you know, my truth
somebody's
on the
truth.
Situation. Somebody's truth.
The attorney's truth.
What Melody said.
Yeah,
what else were your thoughts on this episode? Any highlights that you loved or any highlights you didn't like?
Okay, I'm sorry. Say that again. Y'all kind of breaking up again.
Oh, okay. I was saying, do you have any other highlights of like what you loved for tonight's episode, or is anything you didn't like from tonight's episode?
I mean, not really. I mean, honestly, this episode and really this whole season is kind of.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna laugh.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well,
not their best work.
Well, maybe they come back with a better season. Let's hope for it.
Well, yeah, but I ain't gonna lie. Last season was kind of, and this one's kind of it too. So I know they definitely need to pick it up.
Okay. Well, we're glad that you just at least watch our show and just, you know, support us. And I mean, that's really the win-win on the situation.
For sure.
All right. Well, have a good night. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to call because, you know, like I said, I wanted you to know I had your back last week.
Thank you so much. Okay. I truly mean that. Like, thank you. Mwah. Kisses.
You're welcome.
You salty Mel.
Anyways. You lucky Lem not here today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. But, you know, it's all love.
All right. Where were we, though? That threw me.
Where were we?
I don't know where we were.
Oh, you were thrown off that much,
I was thrown off.
No, just playing. We were at the whole Tyranny situation what Georgia was saying.
Right.
That pretty much is like, you know, a man should just take your word for it. And if he truly loved you, he's going to obviously have feelings towards it, but he's going to accept it and move forward because, A, y'all wasn't together.
Right.
Yeah, you should have told him sooner, but she was scared, you know? She didn't want to tell him. She didn't know how it was going to be. But then also there are some other things, you know?
Yeah, but then at the same time, if I put myself in his shoes, it's just like I want to know the truth so that I can decide if I want to still rock with you or not. And by you lying to me and then I'm rocking with you, you're, like, robbing me of that decision. So when you do finally tell me the truth, it's like, oh, I was with you for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. So now I'm mad and I'm hurt.
Well, yeah, he left really mad at
her.
He
really did.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, I just ruined everything. Well, girl, at least you can take this as a lesson learned, girl. Just come clean at the beginning. And, you know, that way the house don't come crashing down on you and, you know, he doesn't leave you, you know, just next time. I guess, you know, on your own time, let him know. But yeah, so he's like, I'm out. We ain't leaving together. She offered her heart. That was so sad because I wanted Tyranny to find some love, you know?
I mean, yeah, but can you really turn to one and say, I lied to you. Here's my heart.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She shouldn't have said it in that moment. So that was that.
Yeah.
Marlon, LaDemi, Todd. Ooh. Todd was hella salty.
No. This. Okay.
Oh, hold on. The caller. Okay. We'll get back to Todd after this.
Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Julie and I'm calling from Vermont.
Hi, hey, Julie from Vermont. Always showing love in the chat.
Yes, always.
What are your thoughts on tonight's episode?
Well, I got to be honest, I haven't watched it.
Okay.
Because I'm, like, so, like, over it. I just watch you guys.
Aww.
And watch the show after.
So you can feel our emotions throughout the show while you're watching it? It's kind of more satisfying, huh?
It is, for sure. For sure, because this is, like, the worst season ever. I'm like, who the hell are all these people? And I know my girls... feel the Brits, but I'm like, who the hell are they? I don't care. I want to see Marie back on there with Devin, and I want to see some fire other than cheating Nicole.
Julie, you would bring up wanting Marie just, and
like,
Devin.
I feel like if it hits you guys, I cover it, and then I watch it after, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, all right, then I'm not as frustrated.
Are you? You probably
watch. But I
gotta
tell you, I got love for you girls.
Oh, well, we appreciate it, because I'm sure you watch, like, The Challenge, like, a lot of other MTV shows, so you were hoping to, like, bring people that you've already kind of, like, watched on certain other episodes, and you're kind of, like, already knowing them a little bit, so you kind of want to see what they go through, you know?
Yeah, for sure, and I'm really into The Bachelor, and I know Sensei watches
oh,
The Bachelor.
Oh, yes, honey,
so
Julie, I got a lot of words about that.
We need to get some of those people on there, too.
Yes, definitely, The Bachelor. Ooh, this season, honey. I mean, we could have a whole after show about The Bachelor with that, with this Bachelor that we
yeah,
got.
Yeah, I know you can.
yeah, a little more R-rated Bachelor than, yeah. than I love Jeff and the folks, but it's like...
Yeah.
It's just not the same as you guys
Aww.
And guest time and everything because yes. you keep it real.
Yeah,
so
no,
I'll let
definitely.
Somebody else talk. But,
okay, well, Julie, we appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night. Love
oh,
her.
She's so
yes,
nice.
Julie. Showing love.
Okay, yes, the season did suck.
Yeah,
I agree.
A lot of people said love Marie and Devin
you know
Moore.
What?
That's crazy.
I think based on how the ratings have been going, MTV should just keep it MTV.
They really should.
That's
I mean,
because
that's the thing. People
want.
Have followed Marie. People have followed Devin.
Right.
People have followed the people from Are You the One?
Right.
If you keep it current, then we're going to keep on wanting to tune in because we all know the drama. Mm. We all have seen it unfold on other
yeah.
shows. So... I mean, the thing is they probably had to try something new, you know?
It just didn't work.
I know.
We
okay, well, what you want to say about Todd, girl?
Oh, okay. That threw me because I thought he was going in a different direction when he was talking about. Okay, so Marlon said, I don't want to give my heart to LaDemi, right? And then LaDemi was like, well, I still want to give you my heart. Cool.
Well, this was my whole thing.
What?
Even with that situation, he never even looked Todd in the face. He didn't even acknowledge Todd
you know,
was there.
I don't know.
Like, straight up was like, skirt.
I mean, he's made it pretty clear that he's done with that whole situation, though, right?
I feel like, yeah. I okay. mean, he made it very clear at the very end. I mean, what else were you going to say, though?
I was going to say, though, yeah, so LaDemi still gives her heart to Marlon, even though she doesn't get his.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking he's going to be like, you know, that says a lot about her. You know, she's such a loving and giving person and selfless, and you don't have to give her yours to get hers. You know?
Yeah.
I thought that's where he was going with it. But he was like, that says a lot about her and how weak she is and how insecure. And
oh.
I'm just like, wait,
oh,
what?
Damn, yeah, that salt just came right out his mouth. He was like, oh, spitting salt everywhere. And
I just
yeah.
didn't see it that way. I saw it as a positive. Like, you know, LaDemi wasn't expecting in order to give her. She was just being honest. Like, you don't love me, cool, but here's my heart.
Yeah.
And for that, we're going to call her, what were his words? Weak or insecure? And
he said.
Oh, you wrote it down.
Looks desperate.
Looks desperate.
And it's like, no, boo. Like, she did not look desperate. She looked so just happy, finally being confident with herself
yes.
and being able to just give her heart, even if it's not, like, reciprocated.
That takes
like,
guts.
That does.
Because if someone says no to me, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, here's mine anyways.
Right.
So.
But that's why she was growing. That's why she's growing.
I hate
you know,
I mean,
kudos to you. Look yes, at me.
Sis. People only throw shade at what shines. So,
yeah, I mean. Someone said Todd is delusional, insecure.
Oh.
I mean, LaDemi does say that it takes 50-50 in a relationship, which I totally agree.
I mean, I think it should be more 100-100. Don't give me your
oh,
half.
You know what? Well, 50-50 make 100%.
But I want 100 from you and I'll give you 100.
Okay, but Melody, that's a lot.
Is it though?
100%. I got work. I got my own minds. I got, you know, my own
oh,
issues.
Lord.
Like, I can give you 50%, which means I'm going to...